Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. You know, we all struggle in our faith from time to time. Psalm 23 speaks of the valley of darkness, and ancient writers often referred to the dark night of the soul. Despite all our best efforts, there are times where our faith feels very thin. Just because we feel spiritually discouraged doesn't mean that God has abandoned us, nor does it mean that we are failing in our life with God. If you need to be encouraged in your spiritual walk, I invite you to join me at www.revkylenorman.ca. Here we will talk about discouragement and the hope we have in our faith. After this short word from our sponsor, we will dive into today's Bible verse, Luke chapter 24, verse 27.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Luke 24, verse 27. Beginning with Moses and all of the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Why didn't the disciples think Jesus was a zombie? Why didn't anybody refer to Jesus as Jesus the friendly ghost? After all, the resurrection caught everybody by surprise. Nobody saw it coming. The disciples, they saw their teacher, their rabbi and friend, crucified, dead, and buried. In their mind, that was it. Jesus was gone, and so were their hopes for redemption. That is, until Jesus began showing up. Jesus appears in the garden. He shows up in the upper room, and he walks along the road to Emmaus. In none of these places does anybody believe Jesus to be undead, or a ghost, or someone who faked his own death. Instead, they respond in worship. My Lord and my God, they say. How did the disciples know that Jesus was the fulfillment of their redemptive hope? Well, the answer is quite simple. Jesus told them. Luke records that Jesus revealed the places in the scriptures that testified about himself. From Moses to the prophets, from beginning to end, Jesus helped the disciples understand how he fulfilled the Old Testament promises. Have you ever wondered what scriptures Jesus may have pointed to? Jesus may have pointed to the story of Adam and Eve, and how they were tempted into eating the forbidden fruit. We know the story very well. And one of the curious statements that occurs in Genesis chapter 3 is when God addresses the snake. God says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Here God describes a future savior, one born into humanity, who would come to reverse the fall of the garden. Victory would be won. Redemption would be revealed. But it would come at a cost. It would come through sacrifice. The Savior would be stricken. From there, Jesus may have pointed to Melchizedek, that curious individual who shows up in Genesis 14. Just as Jesus is both King of Kings and great high priest, so too Melchizedek is noted to be both a king and a priest of the Most High. But what is more intriguing is the meal he served to Abraham. Long before people could ever understand the significance, Melchizedek blesses Abraham with a meal of bread and wine. Did Jesus point to this scripture as a foretaste of the Last Supper? From there, Jesus may have pointed to Israel's entire sacrificial system, which was centered around the sacrifice of the Paschal Lamb. This Lamb, without spot or blemish, was slain for the sins of the people. The crucifixion echoes this. In fact, the Gospel of John makes clear that Jesus was crucified at the very same time that the Passover Lamb was being slain in the temple. All of these references to Jesus takes place in the first five books of Scripture. And when we move into the prophets, we find statement after statement that speak of the coming of the Messiah. There are statements about where the Messiah would be born, what lineage he would be from, and where the Messiah would grow up. The prophets speak of the Messiah opening the eyes of the blind and healing the sick and raising the dead. When it comes to his death on the cross, Zechariah chapter 11 talks about the Messiah being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. And undoubtedly, Jesus would have pointed to the suffering servant passages in the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 53 describes the crucifixion, stating that the Savior of the world would be pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. But that same chapter speaks also of the resurrection. Verse 11 says, "After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life." This prophecy pictures the Messiah dying for our transgressions, having his hands and his feet pierced, but then rising again to new life, to justify and save the world. No wonder the disciples said their hearts were burning within them as Jesus unlocked the scriptures for them. The resurrection connects all the various prophecies and verses sprinkled throughout the Old Testament. It reveals the picture of who God is, what God's plan was, and what redemption always looked like. And guess what? It looks like Jesus. In the end, the resurrection isn't a dream, nor is it a fanciful wish. The resurrection isn't something the disciples just made up or the church thought was a good story. The resurrection is the culmination of all that God had been doing throughout the ages. And when we look at the whole movement of Scripture, we see one unified story revealing Jesus to be the fulfillment of all God's good promises. And it is this fulfillment that caused the disciples to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. May we follow in their example.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.